We're joined today by John Preco. This is Mike Treen with Crawford Media Group. And John is a U.S. Air Force retired colonel. He is also part of a president managing partner for a Trade Compliance Solutions, TCS. So he's a small business owner. He's a veteran. And we're talking today about a Colorado In God We Trust special license plate background. And John, thanks for taking the time with us.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
John, first of all, thank you for your service. I know you have so much to say today. You didn't want that to be emphasized. But again, we want people to know that as a veteran, this is a passionate pursuit for you. And I was amazed that an In God We Trust special license plate would be opposed and fought so vigorously. Tell us about this pursuit for you and what you're doing and why people are opposing this.
Yeah, just a little bit in the way of history. We moved here in 2019 from Virginia, and Virginia is one of the 24 states that already have an In God We Trust license plate. So I was looking for one here, and out of the current number is 133 different special license plates you can have, there was no In God We Trust. The closest okay. we could get was the Columbine plate. So I sort of looked at that and said, I ought to do something about this. Well, I did nothing for a year and a half until I meet Kurt Huffman at a leadership conference in Denver. He was on the staff or is on the staff of Mark Baisley, who's a representative in the Colorado State House.
Okay.
We talked briefly at lunch. Kurt called me that night, followed up with an email, and he said, let's do this. And we've been working ever since. We've spent maybe about 6 months just developing the template, the different aspects of the plate, so it came out looking how we wanted, and then we got approval from the Congressional Prayer Caucus in Washington, D.C., who owns the emblem in the middle of the plate. You'll understand that better when you actually look at the example. So
okay.
We're in the process of collecting signatures to support the initiative. There's no money involved. All you have to be is a Colorado resident and own a vehicle to sign the petition that says, hey, we're behind this, and you can either buy it, not buy it. It wouldn't be available once it gets approved until probably early in 2024.
So this license plate, and because it's honoring God, it's passionate for us too, just having the opportunity to say, In God We Trust, instead of all the other things in Colorado that people trust in that have nothing to do with God. So they have that choice in Virginia. Evidently, how many other states, John, also have this license plate?
Yeah, there's 24 total. We hope to be the 25th.
Okay.
And we're trying to sort of produce what we think is probably the most professionally done in the product in the system.
So, John, why such a passionate pursuit for you? Why do you feel like this is so important, just in not only having the license plate available, but also what it says to people in the state of Colorado?
Yeah, I think it's particularly relevant at this time. As you know, what's going on in the world, our country, and Colorado, divisive, a whole lot of conflict. And I'm passionate because I'm a firm believer in our Constitution and what our founding fathers did. So I am passionate about the cause and also a strong believer in what the words say, In God We Trust. So I think it's fundamental to who we are, but clearly there is the other side who adamantly opposes, to some extent, even using the word God and having it on a license plate.
Right. And you gave testimony before the Colorado State House Finance Committee. Did they have questions, or was it more formatics for them?
Well, in the Finance Committee, it passed. And then in this last legislative year, the next step in the process is the Appropriations Committee. And apparently, based on what I've been told, is the chairman of that committee didn't even like the word God. And there were others in the committee who just had issue with what they saw as a plate that didn't fit. But if you look at some of the other Colorado special license plates, like Carbon Fund, Electric Vehicles, Greyhound Lovers, Protect the Rivers, Support the Horse, clearly this is one that, if you look at the numbers, ought to be there and has just as much value and right to be there as any other one.
You would think so. And what's interesting to me is that there's this who we trust, they could have these other license plates in there. And there's that kind of, if it doesn't say in trust, it's certainly that, well, we love horses, or we love our earth, we love the trees, we love the mountains, all that well and fine. But as soon as you put the word God in there, oops, changes a little bit.
Well, and the good news is it got stymied and slowed down until the last 2 weeks of the legislative session. They finally got it through the House,
okay,
but ran out of time to get it through the Senate. So this year, on January 9th, a new bill will be introduced and will start in the Senate.
Now, starting in the Senate, do you need petition signatures? What do you need to make that happen?
Well, right now we have a petition online under iPetitions. You can Google iPetitions and God We Trust, and it will pop up. But I will tell you to be careful, because there are other petitions on iPetitions and out there who are adamantly opposed to not only the national motto, but taking it off our coinage, taking it off our money, and basically eliminating it completely. So we are trying to collect 3,500 signatures by January 9th. That's a work in progress, and it's been very much grassroots. We're trying to find some larger organizations, particularly churches or Christian organizations, who will support this, and have run into some interesting roadblocks there.
Well, our listeners, we want them to know, because signing the petition is something they can do, and they certainly can be supportive of as you work to get this through the House. What are other ways they can support you, John? What are some of the ways they can come up beside this?
Well, yeah, there will be other opportunities as this bill is introduced,
okay,
for people to testify in person at the committees, on the floor, etc. And if not that, you can also submit support in writing online. All of that will evolve once we get the bill introduced and it starts the process in the Senate.
Now, we're speaking with John Preko. John is a U.S. Air Force retired colonel. John is heading up this effort to get a Colorado In God We Trust special license plate approved. As he said, it's through the Senate, and now, tell me if I'm right in saying this, now it needs to get through the House to become something that is available to us.
Well, it hasn't even been introduced. It'll be introduced in the Senate for the 2023 legislation.
Got it.
Session.
Very good.
On January 9th. Now, I need to say a special thanks to both Representative Kurt Huffman and currently Representative Mark Baisley, who will be a senator starting in January. Mark will be introducing the bill in the Senate and go through the process. We're just starting a different place than we did last year.
Tell us again, in terms of level of importance, we have license plates, you said, for 133 different things, and it blows my mind that we don't have In God We Trust. In fact, I think I've seen that license plate in other states. Honestly, John, never occurred to me that that is not available here in Colorado.
Well, you don't know unless you happen to be looking for it. But
right.
I'm very constitutional-oriented and very passionate about not only In God We Trust, but the flag and just respect for our founding fathers and our core values.
Now, if a church or an organization, a business, wants to help spread the word, join this effort to get 3,500 signatures, which honestly, John, in the world of getting signatures, that's not a large number. That's not a hard number to get, typically, correct?
Absolutely, and I'll be honest with you. I've been surprised about, and I'll just say, the reluctance of churches in Colorado and significant Christian organizations who, when offered the opportunity to just share the word with their constituencies, have declined for a variety of reasons, other priorities, don't have the resources, etc. We have not found one large church or large organization who will take this on. And all we're looking for right now is just signatures on the petition. And to your point, I agree, 3,500 signatures, I thought, would be a no-brainer. But it has been an uphill struggle trying to get there from here.
And John, tell us, is January 9th, is that a hard date? If, let's say, there aren't enough signatures at that point, what happens? Is there still an opportunity to make this a reality in Colorado, or what's the next step if that's the case?
The simple answer is yes. If we don't have the number of signatories that we're looking for. We're going to continue the process, and hopefully we'll exceed the 3,500 as this sort of plays out, and as we have more effective outreach to organizations and get more people on board. But we're proceeding no matter what as far as the signatures are concerned.
I would hope that the people hearing this interview would go to their churches, go to your pastors, go to lay people and some of the leadership in your church to say, what can we do to help with this? That would seem to be such a natural transition for a church to support In God We Trust, a special license plate. John, how do they get in touch with you? What are the website contacts and ways to connect with you?
Well, unfortunately, the signature long address is too lengthy to do anything, but
okay.
The best way to do it is Google or do a search against I petition and In God We Trust. But again, be careful because there's other petitions out there. The other thing, if somebody has a church or an idea on how to get the word out and get more signatures, they are welcome to contact me directly at my email address, which is jpricko@comcast.net, all lowercase. I'm more than happy to explore possibilities, go to whoever, and spread the word in hopes of increasing the support and the number of signatures on the petition.
There are some churches out there. We've seen a church that just recently had Eric McTaxas come in. Another one that I know is very constitutionally oriented. That's part of their heritage, really, of their church. So they're out there. We'll try to help connect John and our listeners. They have some of those connections. They know the churches that are really plugged into In God We Trust, into our nation's Christian roots, and just the fact that God is a part of our nation and that people are attacking and fighting against that. We bravely appreciate all of the work that you're doing. John, really, you're the one that's standing up and taking the time to do this. You're in retirement. So the last thing, you know, maybe you're one of those fighters that says, hey, I need something I need to be, you know, working towards. But you should have more support in this than you have so far.
Well, I'd like to agree with you. I am convinced, absolutely convinced, there are organizations, Christian churches, they're out there. We just haven't made contact with the right one. So everybody who listens or has some kind of networking contact or organization or prayer group or church or friends or family, get the word out. I'm just spreading the word, and person A talking to person B and just moving it forward is important.
Well, John, we're grateful for you. Again, it's John Pricko. His email address, John's graciously giving you the opportunity to email him and get him connected with some of these churches and individuals, businesses, groups that can help. It's J-P-R-I-E-C-K-O, so J-P-R-I-E-C-K-O@comcast.net. John, thank you so much for your work. We're grateful to have you on today.
You're welcome, and I'm honored to do so. Thanks.